Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime. The safest city in America is El Paso, Texas. It happens to be across the border from the most dangerous city in the Americas, which is Juarez. And two of the safest cities in America, two of them are on the border with Mexico. And of course, the reason is we prove that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime. Communism works. Communism works. Communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, communism works.
That is Representative Joe Garcia, dimwit of Florida, says communism works. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I got to ask you a question today. Who do you fear more, the right wing or the left wing? Because the tea parties, look, let's face it, the gobbler beat the tea drinkers. The gobbler beat the teetotalers. The gobbler smashed the teas. The gobbler, McConnell. All I heard was McConnell's this, McConnell's that, McConnell's got to go. Remember I told you, stop with the attacks on the Republicans? I said I'd rather have 60% of what I want than zero. It's nice to be a purist, I said. I've said this over and over again, but a purist opposition running against the Democrats going to lose. You can't win as a purist. I mean, you can give yourself a halo, whatever. Would you back a communist candidate? I'm asking you a simple question. Here we have a Florida Representative Joe Garcia saying communism works. Would you back a communist candidate? I'd like to have some of the imbeciles in the audience call me. The government workers, the Obama voters, amnesty collectors, food collectors, garbage collectors, stamp collectors, coin collectors. The GOP has proven once again that money is the king of all. The money is the mother's milk of politics. They won by spending more money than the Tea Party. Do you think the Tea Party is gone is another question. It gets even better. Some politicians are saying that we should lock up anybody who questions climate change. In fact, there's a lunatic named David Suzuki from Canada. He's always posed as a nice guy. You know, the guy in the science guy on PBS with Bill Moyer, the baggy-eyed Bolshevik, the wobbler, the enemy within. Goes on Moyer's show and says anyone who doubts climate change should be arrested. And Moyer's the baggy-eyed Bolshevik who has been used in one presidential debate after another, says nothing, basically. He's like the nightshade of the vegetable world. Speaking of food, I know it wouldn't take long before I got back to food. Yesterday I talked about gluten, and I did an experiment on the radio, which I thought was funny. I mean, I really did. I ate a roll on the air, a ciabatta roll, and I said, I'm about to perform an experiment never before conducted in the history of radio. I'm going to eat a high-gluten roll and see what it does to my thinking. I mean, it's Jonathan Swift couldn't have done a better job if he was in talk radio, but it went over your heads. It was very funny. I mean, it's good radio. I do stuff that no one does. You know, I almost feel like Rodney Dangerfield. Why don't I get no respect? No, what I did on the radio yesterday was amazing. Eating a roll on the air, crunching it. You got to tell me you didn't laugh at that. And to prove my, I mean, I continued my experiment when I got off the air, incidentally. I went to a place that has a happy hour. And I'm frugal. I'm not a poor man, but I am frugal. I grew up very poor. So I'm very careful. I tip extravagantly, but I like to be frugal. I had a vegetarian pizza for $6. The beers were $3. And I had calamari for $6. And I knew the calamari was from China. I wanted to blow open all the stops. I had a high-gluten pizza. I had dairy. I had calamari from China. I had beer. Every one of my triggers. Now, it is true I could hardly walk last night. My ankles were killing me, but my brain never felt better. I slept like a baby. So it's a trade-off. I slept well, but I couldn't walk in the morning. I couldn't get out of bed. So you got to understand something. This is the trade-off. You got to decide what's more important to you, your legs or your head, because you can't have both. I understand that Whole Foods now has a section that says nightshade free. That's the new bugaboo. probably never heard of nightshades, but there's a new hatred going on. The nightshades are the racists of the veggie world. No, yeah, the nightshade vegetables are the new racists. You can't go near them. You must shun those potatoes, eggplants, and tomatoes. They are the racists of the veggie world. Isolate them, I say to you. So there's a lot of craziness going on. I mean, the Tea Party was smashed by the gobblers. Who do you fear more, the right or the left, wing, and why? Because I have a large audience that wasn't. And Garcia, of course, Florida Rep. Joe Garcia says communism works. Give everyone a government job. Any one of these topics would be a good one. 855-407-282. I see Disneyland is jammed. Looking at the L.A. Times, would you believe this? They raised a single-day admission by $4 to $96. Who the heck would pay $96 to go to Disneyland? I wouldn't, but yet they're jammed to the rafters. I know why. Because if you have children, there are very few safe places to take them. I remember when my kids were young, I took them to Disneyland. I had to take a 10-milligram Valium to get through the day. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. I swear to God, I had no pain. I had psychic pain that was overwhelming. I felt like I'd gone to like a nightmare brainwashing camp of insanity. I had to take not a fiver, a tenner. We're talking 30 years ago. You know, a 10-milligram Valium with a beer at the time got me through Disneyland. I took one other time did I use a 10-milligram Valium for a non-medical reason. That's when I went to Masada in Israel. It was the equivalent of Disneyland to me. I couldn't stand it. The bus ride from Tel Aviv, the whole idea of zealots dying at the top of them, I don't know, just overwhelmed me. I couldn't wait to leave. I couldn't wait to get back to Tel Aviv and go to a nightclub and drink a beer and eat some Batesim. I mean, I couldn't wait for the Batesim and beer. Many of you don't know what Batesim are, but no, they do sell them there from a bull. Disney park crowding reveals options. Hike rates or expand. Did you see this story? You didn't hear what Obama did now? How can I get 4 minutes into the show? China and Russia just signed a $400 million gas deal. Can you believe this? Well, you better believe it. China and Russia were driven together by your genius, Dumbo, in the White House, Barack Dumbama. Russia and China have been driven together, and they signed a $400 billion natural gas deal. And this moron blocks the Keystone XL pipeline so he can make sure that the money flows into the hands of his solar friends. Woman arrested in alleged road rage crash, captured by dash cam. I'm doing something new for you today on the Savage Nation. It's a live chat at noon on the West Coast and at 3 p.m. on the East Coast. I've given you 15 questions already. And you can call the show at the same time in the radio studio. I'm trying a new diet. I'm going on the North Vietnamese Army regular diet. I am cooking white rice as we speak in the radio kitchen. I'm giving up all foods. I'm going to eat a handful of white rice three times a day and drink rice wine at night and see if that doesn't work for me. Maybe if I was 96 pounds, I can get through the day without something going wrong. Because no matter what I eat, something goes wrong. The legs go out or the head goes out. Either you sleep well or you can't walk well, or you walk well and you can't think. Your body's fine and your brain screams for relief. Oh, that pizza was so good. You know, when you've been on a diet with no beer and no pizza and you love the stuff, and you know you're going to get sick from it, and you don't care, that's actually a freedom. It's a liberation. You just have to have a wheelchair waiting for you after you come out of the pizza parlor at a certain point. It's amazing. I said, is it happening? I don't care. Give me another beer. $6 for a veggie pizza? $3 for a beer? The calamari, $6, even though it was from China. It was so delicious, I almost fainted. All of the forbidden foods. And so now we have the forbidden topics on the Savage Nation. Let's begin with some of the callers. I asked the number one provocative question because Democratic Florida Rep. Joe Garcia, who obviously is as stupid as they come, which is why he's a congressman from Florida and a Democrat, says communism works. That if you give everyone a good government job, there's no crime. Reno, Lino, KKOH, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. I would say that Garcia's right about one thing. Communism is the greatest success in all of human history, and that no other system has a better way of getting and holding on to power. The other thing is, it is that no other system has been so successful getting away with homicide on a colossal scale.
That's right. Communism worked in the Russia. It caused the death of 80 million people in the last century. But I can guarantee you that the average college girl doesn't know that. I can guarantee you the average college girl who parties at night in, let's say, the East Coast, no matter what college, does not even know that communism caused the death of 80 million people last century.
That's exactly right.
Because she's looking for a government job with Mayor Bloomberg.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you something. In terms of getting and having a job, if you count the concentration camps and the forced work details attendant to those massive systems of camps, then I suppose Mr. Garcia is exactly right.
How could a Democrat congressman actually say a thing like that and not get thrown out of office, especially of Cuban descent? That's the amazing thing. Thanks for the call. It's 16 minutes after the hour. Let's take another call. That opens up a line. Who do you fear more, the left or the right, and why? Because you know what just happened? We had a big election just now. See, you got to remember something. In 2010, there was a wholesale firing of Democrats, and Republicans won huge victories, and the Tea Party was at its peak at that time. I don't know exactly what happened. But even the gobbler was able to stave off the, I call McConnell the gobbler because he has that soft neck that hangs over his tie. I don't mean anything by it. It's a way of recognizing and remembering people. In other words, if a politician has large nostrils, I call them nostrilmen. Remember him from, Southern California? Or Barney Frank. I did because that's how he talked. But we don't have Barney to kick around anymore. So I have to remember politicians by the caricature. Think of me as a Victorian cartoonist writing in a Victorian English newspaper. And sometimes what I do verbally is the equivalent of verbal caricature work. A very difficult skill. But nevertheless, someone's got to do it. Russia, China signed $400 billion natural gas deal. What does that tell you about Odumbo? I mean, does Odumbo not see what's going on in the world, or is he so tied into the solar gangsters that he won't release the permission to build, for example, the Keystone XL pipeline? He won't permit the natural gas to flow out of our underbelly to the rest of the world. What is wrong with this man? How can you have a president who is able to impede a society like this at every turn? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do politics, even though politics is a big part of my show. In fact, you know what? I'll just tell funny stories about eggplants. That's what I'll do. Nightshades of the racists of the veggie world. Would you like me to do that and talk about that? I mean, where do you want me to go? WJR, Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, thank you very much for taking my call. I used to listen to you when you were on at night, and nice to have you on in the afternoon when I can hear the whole show.
I've been on in the afternoon on WJR since January 1st. So what's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling about the whole Democrat-Republican thing. I really think the Democrats are worse, but the Republicans are, a close second in the fact that we can't get rid of them out of office. And, we have a president that has his feet up on the desk all the time that you and I pay for. I just find insulting.
Yeah, Obama is the most abusive president in American history. I stick by those words. Maybe Garfield, but I think he is the most abusive president in the history of this republic in terms of his golfing vacations, in terms of the vacations in general, the First Lady's abuse of the privilege of the First Lady's office with all of her trips, not bringing the press along on her most recent trip to China, the president using an Osprey helicopter to fly his dog Bo to Martha's Vineyard last summer. Any one of these offenses is remarkable unto themselves, but collectively they summarize the abuse. Anyway, look, I don't want to... See, here's the problem. Let me explain something. Let me take a break and then explain something on the Savage Nation. I'll go have my NVA lunch. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
The safest city in America is El Paso, Texas. It happens to be across the border from the most dangerous city in the Americas, which is Juarez, right? And two of the safest cities in America, two of them are on the border with Mexico. And of course, the reason it is, we've proved that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, There's no crime. Communism works. Communism works. Communism works.
That's your Democrat congressman, Representative Joe Stalin Garcia, saying communism works. He's actually just espousing, I think, what Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz believes. I'm sure that if you put a hidden mic in Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz's dining room while she's dining with Joe Garcia, they would agree communism works. Why would the elites want a government job for everyone? You know, I mean, how that worked out in Cuba is because they can control everyone. That's all. It's a boring topic, honestly. If I were listening, I would have turned the radio off already. I would have switched already to something else. No one cares about this stuff, to be honest with you. No one really cares about it. That's why a lowlife like Howard Stern could get away with what he hasn't made a fortune talking about lesbians and body parts. I mean, in my day, a guy like Howard Stern would have been a balloon man in the Catskill Mountains in a casino. Like a kind of deviant that they let into the casinos in the 50s to make obscene figures out of balloons and then, you know, rub them against each other, and the audience of lower middle class uneducated people from the Ukraine would laugh. And he'd pack his suitcase up, go in his old Plymouth, and go to the next hotel. But today, you know, this is what's happened. So it's very hard to understand the average mind out there. You look at the Duck Dynasty, for example. From one side to the other, idiocy reigns in America. Idiocy reigns on all sides. How do you explain this? What is so appealing about guys from Deliverance who make duck whistles? I don't understand that part of it. I'm supposed to salute them because they're conservatives and they are Americans? That's enough? That's enough? I don't get it anymore. You mean you don't have to have achieved anything other than making a duck whistle? This is, the country has fallen apart. Nobody knows what the country is anymore. Nobody actually knows what America is or where it is. I'm the only one who seems to be able to define it anymore. Am I the last one in the theater? And should I close the lights out when I leave? Am I the last American? And when I leave, should I shut the lights out? Is that what's in it? A party of one with no one in the audience? It's impossible. I'm thriving in all the stations I'm on, so someone's listening. Young, old, this, that, the other thing. What are you listening for? For me to make a mockery of myself?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is your lunchtime disco with Michael Savage. I have eschewed politics. We'll never talk about politics again. We will simply do disco music and just dance our way into the evening. I mean, you don't want to know about Russia and China joining together to sign a $400 billion natural gas deal because of the genius in the White House. You don't want to know about the VA hospital scandal. You don't want to know about the congressman from Florida, a Dem, saying communism works. You don't want Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz and her wit and wisdom. You don't want to hear Nancy Pelosi making a moron of herself yet again, calling for people to be disruptors, one of the richest women in the world. It's unbelievable. You don't want to know about billions pledged for possible Obamacare losses by insurers. So, Neil, let's play some disco on the Savage Nation. I'm not just give up talk radio. Just do a disco show. Get a little... Yeah, the smooth sound of Mike's oldies brought to you by Harvey's House of Rubber. That's the standard joke I use when I talk to advertising people. I said, I'll have everything, but we will not run Howie's... Oh, you got the joke. Nearly half of nation's unemployed have given up looking for work. Now, why would they want to work when Michelle and Barack take such good care of them? Why would the nation's unemployed even consider getting a job when they could sit at home and swill beer and smoke marijuana, get the government check, the government cheese, the government doctor, the government lawyer, the government shoes, the government hairdo, the government lawyer? Nearly half the nation's unemployed have given up looking for work. There's no shame in being a bum anymore. In fact, it's considered to be an elite status under this administration. We're becoming like Rio de Janeiro. Soon we'll be like shack cities across America, so they can blame the rich for it. Just, this is what we're melting down into, a third world nation right in front of your eyes, which is why people are freaked out. This guy has wrecked the country. He's really fractured the nation. I don't mind a Democrat, But this guy is not a Democrat. You got to understand that. There's a difference between a Democrat and the party of Barack Obama. I grew up in a Democrat household. They were not the extremists that you have running this country. Believe me. So I ask you, who do you fear more, the left or the right? That's what I want to know. Who do you fear more? And what's happening with the Tea Party? They just had their bags kicked by even the Gobbler. I mean, the Gobbler, McConnell, smashed them. It is true, the moron who ran against them from the Tea Party was not a great candidate. He went to a cockfighting event. I mean, that's some idea for a Republican a Tea Party member. That's really just what you want to... Why don't you go shoot an elephant? Why don't you go kill a bear somewhere with a high-scope rifle and say, this is the Tea Party? I mean, the people are afraid of that. The Tea Party, if they had one leader who said, I stand for borders, language, and culture, could have won. But no one knew what they stood for. See, this is the problem. Guys like me don't go into politics. You have to understand this. The best people in America don't go into politics, left or right. You get the betas and the deltas, usually the gammas now. The alpha people are going into everything else. The alphas in America do not go into politics. It's for people who can't do anything else. They're not the smartest people in the world. They're not the most motivated people. They're devious. They're power mad, yes. But brilliant, they're not. That's all. So you get people like Barack Obama, who sticks to a 60s mentality of the world, and the world's burning underneath his feet. And no one will say to him, dear leader, look what's happening. You just drove Russia and China together in a $400 billion natural gas deal. Isn't it time for us to build the Keystone XL pipeline? Isn't it time for us to release our natural gas and export it to the world? No. No, because that would offend my left-wing base of Occupy movement morons. I did politics. Why did the Tea Party just lose? What happened? Who do you fear more, the left or the right? That's what I really want to know. KSFO, San Fran, I'm going to try and say it right. San Francisco. Ben, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think I fear both sides equally, although there is a small group over in the Republicans that I do like, such as Rand Paul, Cruz, a couple of the others, but for the most part, people like McCain, you know, they scare you from...
Who is this?
...on the side of the Republicans.
Yeah, but Cruz is a Tea Party guy, Ben.
Yeah, I like the Republicans, and I like the Tea Party. I think they stand for good stuff, but the majority of the Republicans, it seems like they're big government, too.
Yes, but you're saying you fear both the left and the right. The Republicans are not the right wing. Where'd you get that idea?
I think both sides are equally as bad, except for a small group.
You don't even understand. See, my friend, you're trying to understand the big picture, but you're missing it. The Tea Party is the right wing, and they're not right enough for me. They don't stand for anything that I mean, they stand for smaller government, which is good. But the Republicans are not right wing. The Republicans are a mainstream, middle of the road, big business, period. I guess that happens. You have people who want to learn. It doesn't mean they're stupid. Everyone's trying to understand what's going on. Who do you fear more, right or left? Let's go to the land of the early bird, in Florida, FTL, where they have early birds starting at noon for dinner, so that the people from Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx who live down there, they're in their 80s, I don't know how they do it, who have specially rigged raincoats in the summer for taking home the sugars, the sweet and low, an extra roll, a napkin, a fork. If you go to an early bird in the corridor down there, your retirement row, where Debbie Wasserman Schultz reigns supreme, you'll find old people in the hottest day wearing large overcoats as they go into early birds. All you can eat early birds. And these sewn-in pockets are specifically for taking home the ketchup packages. You go into their houses, it's like hoarders. I mean, they could do a whole show on elders with hoarding. I mean, what do they do with all that old ketchup when someone cashes it in Boca Raton? They have like 5,000 packets of ketchup that they stole. Why doesn't the Obama administration arrest them for stealing ketchup packets or sweet and low? Tea Party was really pushed out of the way in this election. It was a big deal. Now, we haven't yet played a really great soundbite, which is of the lunatic Howard Dean. I only pray to God, my only hope is that Howard Dean campaigns for Hillary Clinton. She could do nothing better for America than have Howard Dean campaign for her, because it'll be guaranteed she'll lose. Listen to this, clip three.
This country has been sold down the river by the right wing for their own purposes. This is a Republican Party that has decided they like power so much that they think it's okay to win by taking away the right to vote. They are not Americans. They could be more comfortable in the Ukraine or Russia, but stay away from our country.
Please, I beg you, Howie, please campaign for Hillary Clinton. Please go on the road with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That would be the greatest gift America could ever get. It would be Howie Dean and Debbie Wasserman Schultz on the road again. Listen to clip four now from Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Florida.
The civil war that's been raging in the Republican Party is really over. The Tea Party has won it, and essentially they have swallowed the establishment.
Now, she is such a liar and a propagandist that she'd actually distort reality. The Tea Party lost, the Republican Party won, but this double-talking, twisted, dual-tongue psychosis that you just listened to, I would call her a psychotic, but she isn't a psychotic. She's a walking psychosis itself. Debbie Wasserman Schultz just said the Tea Party has swallowed the establishment. The exact opposite is true. This woman cannot even tell anything. She can't even say the truth when she sees it. She wouldn't know how to speak the truth. Where did this woman grow up? How did her parents raise her? Aren't they ashamed of her? Is there a Wasserman Schultz parent listening to the show who wishes to God she had met a man like me many years ago to set her straight and put her on the road to sanity? Is there a Mr. or Mrs. Wasserman Schultz who's ashamed of their daughter? Will you please call the Savage Nation? The phone number is 855-407-2822. That is the number. WMAL, Washington. I call her Wasserman Schultz because that is funny.
Actually, it is. I agree with you.
you know what Wasserwoman means? That's German for washerwoman.
Washer.
So I take her name Wassermann, which is waterman, and I alter it to Wasserwoman and turn her into, you get it?
Perfect.
Yeah, and that way we don't have to disparage anyone's sexual orientation.
That's right. I didn't mean to be offensive by going there. But going to your question, I fear the left because they're so open about their communism that people in the United States are like deer in the headlights. They're frozen in fear. They don't know what to do, and the rest of the people...
You think they're frozen, or do you think they just want to go to Disneyland or sporting events?
I think it's a combination of both, and the rest are like, as some people refer to them, information crowd. They're ignorant. They have.
I don't know if that's it. At the end of the day, Donna, the truth is, I think the average person's always been the average person. They don't involve themselves with the big issues. They could care less for one reason: A, they don't have the time, and B, they can't do anything about it. They know the whole pack of politicians are low-life grifters who have rigged the system to steal from it and pay back their donors until they get caught. And they say, what can I do about it? I'd rather drive my taxi and make a buck. Or, you know, run my business. I don't have the time for this. I don't think people are that stupid. There's nothing new under the sun. You know when you're going to get interested in politics and after Labor Day. That's the absolute truth. You say, well, why is talk radio having so much trouble, except for Michael Savage? Because people are not interested in politics right now. It's springtime, for God's sakes. This is Memorial Day weekend. Everyone's thinking about what sauce to slather on the ribs. That's all they're thinking about. Slathering. Cooking flesh. The stink of flesh. I think I have to leave town. I can't tell you what it does to me to live in a neighborhood where houses are so close that for 3 days running, I smell burning meat. I feel as though I'm living in the heath. It's like heathens. All they do is burn things, either fireplaces or like the flesh of cattle. I'm just too good for the world. And that's what it comes down to. What else do we have? Did we shoot the entire wad? All the cannonballs are gone already? We had another 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are the best. Oh, we have the PBS scientist coming now. Oh, this is great. There's a guy on television on PBS named David Suzuki. He's always looked like a car that needs a tune-up. And The David Suzuki has always gotten away with being Mr. Nice Guy. Everyone liked him because he wasn't Well, let's let it go at that. It's not a stage show. But he's Canadian. And he said that people should be locked up who question climate change. Wait, that unto itself is offensive and frightening. But he said it to PBS's Bill Moyers, who I've called the baggy-eyed Bolshevik for years, because Bill Moyers has always been a left-wing lobbyist and a left-wing, deep enemy within. Now, why would Bill Moyers, who I call the baggy-eyed Bolshevik, not stop David Suzuki in clip 12? Listen.
Our politicians should be thrown in the slammer for willful blindness. If we are in a position of being able to act and we see something going on and we refuse to acknowledge the threat or act on it, we can be taken to court for willful blindness. I think that we are being willfully blind to the consequences for our children and grandchildren. It's an intergenerational crime.
I'm speechless. I never liked David Suzuki. I always thought he was a fraud. I never knew he was a fascist. Now, notice how quietly he says it, in such a nice way he says it. You should be locked up if you question global warming. Now, Bill Moyers, the baggy-eyed Bolshevik, should lose his job on PBS for this. He doesn't disagree with him. He just said it's a problem to start arresting people. Listen to clip 13.
The problem is, if that should happen, if politicians were to be convicted of willful blindness to the fate of the earth and future generations, there would have to be mass arrests and lots more funding for new prisons. We're not talking about a mere handful of culprits. It's hard even to know where to start.
Can you believe what you're listening to, the open Nazism of these people? Can you believe that Bill Moyers would be called upon to be a moderator for a presidential debate after this? Bill Moyers should be forced off the air from PBS. And if we had an opposition party, they would defund PBS right now. I don't care what Canadian geneticist David Suzuki says, lock them up. I would expect nothing less from a left-wing fanatic. We told you yesterday that they're all like that. All leftists are like that. They cannot debate the issues, and so therefore they want to arrest you. But for Moyers to say the problem would be a practical one of how many do you arrest and where do you begin? All right. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Communism works. Communism works. Communism works.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is 55 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Savage Nation across America. Do you think the Tea Party is gone? Who do you fear more, the left or the right? These are some of the questions I've asked on the program. And the phone number is 855-407-2822. I'd like to do something on a lighter note as well, and that would be this. I'll leave a couple of lines open for, are you planning a summer vacation? I'd like to know what you're planning. Where are you going? Paris? Provence? The wine country of France? Where? Camping with the family? You're going to go shoot a deer somewhere or make a duck whistle with the folks in Louisiana? Teach the children a useful skill, how to make a duck whistle? Whatever. Music camp. In the East Coast, the communist children are sent to what we used to call red diaper dopa baby camps, red diaper camps, mainly up in the Catskill Mountains where the teachers were all communists. Today they're running America. The problem is they went from red diaper babies into RDDBs, red diaper dopa babies. When you add marijuana to communism, what you have is the Obama administration. Red diaper dopa babies are now ruling America. RDDB's rule.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Is The Savage Nation, and you know the topics. If you just joined the show, welcome. If you're still listening, I feel very bad for you. It means you're more agitated than I am. And you want to hear more and more about how bad this administration is and what they're doing to us. I don't blame you, really. You look at the VA scandal where a whistleblower inside the VA, a former Marine, by the way, hired by the VA to discover crimes, found drug dealing, theft, abuse, stealing of equipment out of the veterans' hospitals. You should be worried about a thing like that. But, you know, even the VA scandal is not going to be big enough in this country to wake the people up because they're going to Disneyland. The country has gone to drugs and to Disneyland. They want escape and escapism. There's really nothing new under the sun. The average person says, what the heck can I do about dirty, rotten people who are dealing drugs, robbing equipment out of VA hospitals and mistreating our veterans? What do you want me to do about it? What do you want me to do about a president who is either lazy or incompetent that whatever he touches blows up in someone's face? What do you want me to do about it if the opposition party won't do anything about it? What do you want me to do about it? That's what the average person says. Angelo Jolie now says I may run for office. Just what the doctor ordered. Exactly what the doctor ordered. Yesterday, what we saw happen is a very important story politically, which is that the Republican Party staved off the Tea Party candidates, beating them handily, basically because they outspent them. But I don't think it was just outspending them. It's because the Tea Party didn't have a cohesive message. Not one of them ran on a platform that was cohesive. No one knew what they stood for other than smaller government, which should have been borders, language, and culture. So the Tea Party candidates have not organized themselves, and they got wiped. The floor got wiped up with them. Do you think the Tea Party is gone? Do you think that the left or the right is more worrisome? Who do you fear more, the right wing or the left wing, and why? If you get on with Savage, you'll reach more people than you've met in your entire life by calling 855-407-282. I also threw out a lightweight question because we're moving into the time of year when the vacations begin, which is Memorial Day weekend. That's the official start of summer, incidentally. It's not July 4th. It's Memorial Day. I remember it. Because when I was a waiter in the Catskill Mountains, I remember it. The season started Memorial Day to Labor Day. I don't mean they came for the whole time, but Big Joe W. I can't mention his name. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, he used to do a song for all the guys in the dining room. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, we all love this guy. He talked about the guests coming up to the hotels. That was another time. I could just tell stories, too, if you want. I don't care. At the end of the day, I'll make the same money one way or the other, and you'll have the same level of interest and entertainment no matter what I do. See, this is the thing to remember. I don't really have to kill myself to do this show. I can give you the news, views, and reviews, and you're going to listen because you like me, or you're not going to listen because you don't like me. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I really am not. So it's your show in that regard, and I'll do what you want. I even talk about vacations. Where are you going on vacation? I'm going nowhere. I'd love to go somewhere. I told you that. I don't go anywhere because I have nowhere I want to go. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere I wanted to go. I don't have a bucket list. I don't understand the idea of a bucket list. You know, that's not a bad topic, Neil. What is on your bucket list since Jack Nicholson did that movie? Horrible movie, by the way. It was awful. I'm not a big Jack Nicholson fan. He had his day, you know, but the last picture I saw of him on a beach in Malibu, he looked like he needed a brassiere. I mean, his whole being has collapsed. Look, time and gravity does it to everyone, man, woman, it doesn't matter. But I'm not into that whole scene of the Jack Nicholson worship, organization. And I don't have a bucket list, and I don't want to go anywhere on vacation. Why would I want to subject myself to a strange bed, a strange pillow, strange food, strange water, strange people, strange sounds? I don't get it. When I was in a different stage of my life, I would travel, and I always hated it. I've hated travel since I'm a child. I don't like it. I'm a stable guy. You know, in that regard, you know who I'm really like an old-world personality? They didn't go on vacations. Did your ancestors in Italy or Ireland go anywhere? Well, no, they didn't have the money. I understand we're in a different age now. I don't know that they would have left their villages. You know what it reminds me of? There's a character I loved in The Godfather, going back to that movie, where Michael Corleone is on trial, remember? And the guy is going to rat him out. I forget his name, whatever the character was. And just before he's about to testify before Congress, he looks over and they bring in a character who he goes dead silent and turns white. And someone whispers to him, who is that? They say, that's his brother. They brought him in from Sicily. He doesn't say one word during the entire hearing. And they fly him right back to Sicily the next day. I mean, that's the character. But his brother is so afraid of him that he decides not to be a rat. Now, what's the point of the story? They said the guy went home that night to Italy. I mean, as the story was written by Mario Puzo, whoever wrote the screenplay, I thought it was an interesting character. Many of the old-time guys didn't want to travel that much. He was smart enough to know he had what he wanted in his village. You know what I'm saying? His wife cooked him better meals than he'd get in Delmonico's at that time in New York. So he went home. That's if there was a flight home that night. I feel that way on trips. I'd rather be home. I don't mind going there. I like getting there, but then I want to leave like at the end of the first meal. That night, I can't wait. You know, how many hours do you lay awake in bed on the first night on a vacation? Five? Three? You have a look at the digital clock in the room? And you tell yourself how lucky you are listening to the waves crashing outside your hotel room in Honolulu? But meanwhile, it's 3:41, then 3:42, 3:43. You leave half your hair on the pillow till morning. You know, it's like, why am I here? All right, so you do it for the kids, whatever. When my kids grew up, I don't need to take them on vacation. They go on their own now. They don't need me. So maybe, does it make me sound old that I don't want to go on vacations? No, I hope not. Okay, WABC Anthony, where are you going on vacation this year? What's on your mind?
My wife and I adopted a baby girl 22 years ago. We're going to Pago Pago, Samoa as a college graduation present for her.
Oh, is she Samoan?
Yes, she's Samoan, yes.
I lived in Western Samoa a long, long time ago as part of my South Pacific wanderings.
Why?
Have you ever been to Pago?
I have not. I have not.
Well, don't be over-expecting of paradise. I hope you're not going to expect it to be something miraculous.
The fish canneries and what have you, I heard.
Yeah. Just accept the fact that it's a third-world tropical city. And I assume, does she have family, your Samoan daughter? Does she know who the family is?
Yes, we have some contacts. We have her grandmother and a couple aunts, Michael, and we're gonna introduce them to her and so on.
I remember flying over Western Samoa during my research years in the late 60s, and this was before television entered those islands, and they all lived in fales, F-A-L-E, straw houses. A few years after I started doing my research, television was introduced to all of these villages. It completely destroyed the communities. Instead of communicating with each other and telling stories going back 1,000 years, they were sitting and watching reruns of, a Ronald Reagan show or something like that. So it's an acculturated area, Anthony. It's acculturated. There's no authenticity left in the culture there either. Very little anyway. I mean, it's almost like a museum of a culture.
Shame. You know, Michael?
Yeah. But beautiful people. Very nice. Thanks for the call. That's a nice one. I remember Pango very well. In fact, my most specific memory of Pango is when I was doing research in the Tonga Islands in 1969. I used to have to fly back through Samoa, and some of the flights from Nandi and the Fiji Islands went through Samoa. If you couldn't get a nonstop to Honolulu, it was Nandi, Samoa, Honolulu. And on the flight from Samoa to Hawaii, I had two Samoan women. They're very large. I had the middle seat in a three-seat configuration. They weighed about 275 pounds each. At the time, I was 140 pounds. I was very thin, very lean, plant collector years. And each woman had one or two infants on their legs. So it wasn't a very... I sat there like my shoulders crushed in. They were big, and they were talking over me through... It was a very nice flight. Fortunately, in those days, you were allowed to get up and have a cigarette in the island and drink. Imagine those days on an airplane. I used to go on the back of 747s and drink for 5 hours. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. On some long flights, you were late. You were able to stand in the back. I smoked in those years on and off. Smoke a cigarette, have a beer, and talk to people. You got through the flight that way. You wanted to sit in the seat. One of those days, a pilot came back and talked with us. I didn't say he was drinking, but I didn't say he wasn't. He sat and joined us, had a nice time. The plane did very fine. It didn't disappear over the ocean. It got us there anyway. But 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Norfolk, is he the one I should take? Line 10, Neil? Who? Norfolk, Virginia. David, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. My wife and I are taking our yearly trip to Cape May, New Jersey this year in June. And we take a week down there. It's an old Victorian town. We rent a Victorian house with her whole family. And I can't wait for the sun and the beach and to enjoy my kids.
But I don't know the area well. That's not the Jersey Shore, is it?
No, it's the southernmost point of Jersey. It is the
So you're away from the lowlifes of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, the taxes are a little higher. They keep the riffraff.
It's free of the mortadella people. I get it. the living mortadellas with eyes and haircuts and chains on their neck. You don't have to see them.
No, it's very family-oriented, and they keep the beach really clean, no glass allowed on the beach, and it's just beautiful. My wife's been going there her whole life. She's 31, and she...
It's a big boating community, Cape May. I know that from my yachting years.
Yes.
So, I mean, what do you do with your family? Like, when you get together for family vacation, I don't get together with family because we argue, so we tend to avoid each other. Do you come from a more stable family background where you can be together without fighting?
Yes. However, my family doesn't come to this vacation. It's her family.
Oh, so you're the outsider? Like, you're the son-in-law outsider?
Correct, and I get together with my sister.
But if it was with your family, it would be disputes and arguments, right?
It would.
Wait a minute, I'm getting the picture now. Wait a minute. Is this an inter-ethnic marriage?
Inter-ethnic. My wife was raised Jewish. I was raised Roman Catholic.
Oh, so wait, this is a reverse of what I would have thought, because normally Jewish people don't stop but arguing with each other for the whole time, and Catholics, I thought, were quieter, so this is a reversal.
Well, you know, her family does plenty of arguing, it's just that I stay out of it.
You stay out of it, so they go to you as the kind of the umpire? do they use you as, hey, David, what do you think? Do they ever go to you and say, David, what do you think? They try to get you involved?
Oh, sure.
Now, who does the cooking on that trip?
I am the chef in the family. I don't know if you know Jewish cuisine, but it's not the greatest in the world.
No, it killed an entire generation.
No, I'm Italian, and
Oh, so you actually cook a nice meal for them. I bet they love that.
They do, but they still complain about it.
I get the picture. Sounds like fun. I wish I could join you. That brings us to anything to do with food and families. I'm there. 19 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Yeah, we're doing politics, and we're doing where you're going on vacation and why. I think it's an interesting topic, frankly. This is the beginning of summer this weekend. That's what it really comes down to when you think about it. And people want a break from it all. I mean, you're going to have plenty of time for politics come Labor Day. The average yokel gets involved. I'll vote this, I'll vote that, and that, the two. How much can they take of it? That's why they're tuning out. That's where they're going to Disneyland with their children, taking Valium and Prozac and drinking beer and eating nightshades on their hot dogs, pulling the shades at night in their room. Eating nightshades for breakfast with their eggs, pulling the shades up in the morning and pulling the shades down at night and eating the nightshades. I mean, that's why people do it. I mean, the nightshades today are the racists of the veggie world. They're being isolated and segregated out. They're shunned. And I heard at Whole Foods, they have a section called Nightshade Free. You know, like it started with the peanut nonsense? There are people who can die from that, by the way. And you're not allowed to eat a peanut on a plane now if one person says they're allergic. I love that one. All right, don't eat peanuts. But if I have one 10 rows away, that's your business? So now it's like this facility does not know use peanuts. So everything has to say is related, not related to peanut. Now it's the nightshades of the next group of isolated racist vegetables. Potato, eggplant, tomatoes are evil. Tell that to the Irish who survived on the potato. That's all of a sudden they can't. Potato's going to kill the Irishman. Tell that to the next Irishman you meet and see what he says to you. That the potato ruined his ancestors. Unbelievable, the madness that rages through this universe. I mean, there's minuscule amounts of solanine in these nightshades. Insignificant amounts of solanine. I know that it's a cholinesterase inhibitor. I'm an expert in the field. Stop already with saying, oh, I'm going to get my joints hurt. I stopped eating and I feel better. A lot of it's placebo. Good luck to you. I'm on the NVA diet now, the North Vietnamese Army diet. A handful of rice and a cup of rice wine at night. See how long that lasts. Who's the guy going with the advice? WABC Don, where are you going on vacation?
Hello, Michael. I've always been enamored by Hawaii and the Hawaiian Islands. Do you have any advice for me as to where to go and what time of year to travel there?
Where? On the Long Island or Hawaii?
The Hawaiian Islands.
Have you been there before?
Never been there.
I'd recommend that you go to Honolulu. I don't like the out islands. I mean, I say if you like being isolated on a beach, fine, but I don't. The reason I like Honolulu is that you have a city, and if you're a person who needs to look at people and do a little shopping, whatever, a lot of restaurants, and you can get lost on Oahu by going to the other side of the island. The beaches are pretty nice on Oahu. It's crowded, but I see nothing wrong with Honolulu. I always enjoyed Honolulu myself. I lived in Honolulu for 6 years. It's a great city.
Saying that, I remember you said you were there. Thank you for the advice, Michael.
No, I'm serious. I mean, unless you like isolation, and then you're not isolated anyway. And then you get bored easily. I get bored on beaches. I don't understand what the attraction is of a beach. I don't understand it. How long can you listen to the surf and get sand in your feet? I don't understand that part of it. So, I mean, I like to look at people. If I get bored, I walk around. I look at this one, that one, go in a store. There we go. Don Ho, is he still living? Ho ho, hey hey. Ho ho, hey hey, Don Ho has got to go. I hear that Barbara Boxer is speaking right now about climate change. The little gunner, climate change. Climate change, the next racket in the real estate scam machine. Climate change, I wonder what she's invested in.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's move on to the VA scandal. I don't think the average person cares because we don't have a generalized draft, and very, very few of us have served in the military. Very few of us have anyone in the military. We all have a sympathy for those in the military. At least we offer lip service for that issue. But I'm not certain that the veteran scandal will play out with the average voter because they don't have any individuals in their family in the military. And Obama, of course, has nothing to do with it. Even though he's the commander-in-chief, he's shocked to find out that there were double sets of books, that there's drug dealing, that there's the wholesale sale of stealing of equipment, the sale of cocaine and heroin inside these organizations. He knows nothing about it. He didn't hear about it on the golf course. He didn't hear about it in the White House. So how could he be responsible? It was obviously Ronald Reagan's fault that the VA hospitals are in such disrepair. And so listen to clip 14, because here is a whistleblower, Thomas Fiore, who's a detective who works for the VA, former Marine, as good as gold, who's scared to death of what he has found. Listen to clip 14.
People are dying. There's so many things that are going on there that people need to know about. Oxycontin, Vicodin, Percocet, things along those lines. Marijuana, cocaine, heroin. I've come across them all. I know that I've seen patient abuse in the nursing home. Well, I've seen patients with just full black and blues. To make the problem go away, they just take that individual staff member, and they pick them up, and they relocate them to a whole different area. Theft is rampant. And we're talking government property. We're talking about things that the taxpayers are buying. Am I scared? Absolutely. I can't begin to explain to you how retaliation works within just the Miami VA. They don't like people that want to air their dirty laundry.
Now, that's thanks to CBS Miami for that report from Miami VA whistleblower Thomas Fiore, a very brave man. But you and I both know what the Obama machine is going to do to this patriot now that he's blown the whistle on the Miami VA. I mean, drug dealing, stealing equipment, abusing the patients. But I don't know that this issue is going to catch fire with the electorate. I'm reading an article in the New York Times that's actually frightening to see. Democrats seek issue to buoy turnout in midterms, and so they hire a research organization to do internal research, and what they come up with is that the best thing that the Democrats can stand for, according to that despicable human being, Steve Israel of New York. Now, this guy is has a real history of fascism, in my opinion. Steve Israel wanted the FCC to enact the fairness doctrine. Steve Israel tried to turn talk radio, the dials off. Steve Israel is as bad as they come. He's sort of the male equivalent of Doberman, Wasserman, Schultz. And he chaired the study, and he presented it to a House Democrats this morning. And he came up with the solution that the best way to run as a Democrat is to pander to Hispanic and African-American voters and to demonize the Republican Party as not caring about the poor and not caring about the working person, and that the Republican Party only cares about a big business. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. That's their old platform, by the way. The Democrat Party has always been on the same message. They have always raised more money than Republicans or in most recent years. In fact, Democrats this week reported that they had outraised House Republicans and that they retained a more than $11 million edge in available cash. Where did Steve Israel get that money? From the poor? Did he get it from poor blacks and poor Hispanics? You know, and I both know that they got it from the rich. So it's all lies and thievery and chicanery. And they're going to use advertising to run a campaign. Mr. Israel said you're going to expect to see a pairing of the two. Republicans protecting their perks while turning their backs on the middle class. You know, I'm no big fan of the Republican Party, but the Democrat Party is filled with wobbly communists and thieves of the lowest order. If I were Republican, I'd run on the corruption of the Obama administration in terms of the insider no-bid contracts. I would look into every campaign in the country and find out what kind of money was put into slush funds for these Democrats, how many congressional offices steered contracts for fake solar projects that produced nary a kilowatt of energy, etc. And then we'd find out what's really real here. The problem is the Republican Party is sort of the twin of the Democrat Party in so many ways, standing for very little difference, unfortunately. But they just won big time, that's all. Republicans smashed the Tea Parties. McConnell, the gobbler, won. Anyone could win. Do you care about the VA scandal? Why do you care about the VA scandal? Now, I know if you have a father in the military or a veteran in the family, of course you care. I don't think that the average person cares. That's my feeling. And I'm going to make another prediction. I'm going to make two predictions right now. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I'm going to make an early prediction. I'm looking at pictures of Hillary Clinton marching with Bill. She looks horrendous. She looks old. She looks haggard. She looks washed up. She looks feeble. I don't think this woman can win. I think she looks like an old lady, and I don't think America's ready for an old lady for president, period. That's number one. Aside from the fact that she's been an abject failure as a Secretary of State, let's put that aside since the average American votes only on looks. She's not winning. If the Republicans can get a viable candidate, they can win. Hillary is easily defeated. She's not an appealing candidate. She has a lot of baggage, and she doesn't look too good. I will also say to you that I don't think the Benghazi hearings are going to produce what you hope they produce. I do not think it will touch the Teflon Don. I do not think the Benghazi hearings will bring down the Teflon Don and all the King's men. I think that, in fact, knowing the evil nature of the media and the Democrats, the Benghazi hearings will be turned on the Republicans and make them look bad. That's one man's opinion. I'm open to your opinions. WFTL Florida, Robert, on an earlier question. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. But my point is that I do not trust the right near as much as the left, and I do not like the left at all, but I think the right has been the biggest detriment. I feel that we don't have Obama if we didn't have 8 years of George W. Bush. George W. Bush, to me, was just such a disaster.
What is it? Wait, you think George Bush was a right-winger? I mean, George Bush was no conservative.
No, I don't. But I mean, if that's all that the right can put front and center for the American people, then
well, George Bush. Let's start with this. In the last 3 months of the Bush administration, I went on the air and I called him a fiscal socialist. I saw what he was doing. He increased the size of the federal government fourfold over that of three previous administrations. So Bush was a fiscal socialist. Now, I don't consider him a right winger.
But he is a reflection of of today's Republican Party. That Karl Rove.
Oh yeah, well sure he's a Republican, but I don't know the Republicans are right wingers.
No.
Okay, this is interesting then, my friend. You're articulating an opinion that's intriguing to me, and yet you're listening to this show. Where are my politics? What am I?
I think you're a patriotic conservative as I am. But see, my problem is I don't even know where to go anymore because I think I think several things. Well, I think both parties are so corrupted that...
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're defining the right wing as Republicans, even though you know they're not conservative. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Republicanism, and this is where the American people have got to get it straight. Republicans are no longer synonymous with conservatism. Once you can figure that piece out, I think, then you get ahead of the game.
Yes, of course. So where are our candidates? Do we have a candidate? Is it Ted Cruz? It's certainly not Marco Rubio. Who's our candidate?
No, it's definitely not Marco Rubio. He's corrupted. Ted Cruz would certainly be a good candidate, but there's not. But the problem is there's not going to be enough strength behind him.
Yeah, he doesn't have enough wind in his sails. He has no wind pushing him. He's not a very appealing candidate. Some of his message is good, but the man has never, ever expressed borders, language, and culture in any articulated way that I think would appeal to the masses. I don't know what Ted Cruz stands for, other than A, being anti-Democrat, anti-Obama, and for smaller government. I don't think that's a big enough campaign slogan. Do you?
No, it's not. And my concern, just based on the conversation we're having now, how do you save this country? How do you save this country when you have two corrupted parties, you don't have enough strength in a patriotic organization to turn this ship around?
I don't know. Where's the American Legion in all of this? Where are the former powerhouses of conservatism? The Catholic Church, they've gone left because of immigration. They're gone. The American Legion, where are they? I don't know if they even exist as an organized force for voters anymore. Now, let's touch on the real 400-pound gorilla here. One of the reasons that conservatives are feared in this country is because they try to moralize and control people's behaviors, notably their sexual behaviors. And as a result, on the issue of controlling sexuality and legislating sexuality and legislating abortion, on those two issues alone, they've alienated a good swath of the American electorate. Don't you agree with me?
I do agree with that. I certainly do.
And so the whole Christian conservative thing is gone. Where do the Christian conservatives stand? Who represents them?
And that's a great question.
Where are the Christian conservatives? I'd like to know where they are. Where did they go? I don't know who runs them. I don't know who speaks for them. I don't know where the Christian conservatives are anymore. They used to be a driving force in American politics. Where have they gone? I don't have an answer. There's no comedic answer I can give you. I can't even give you a scrap of bone for that answer. I don't hear a word out of the Christian conservatives. I don't hear a word out of the American Legion. I don't hear a word out of the Catholic Church that is inspiring conservative voters out there to go out and vote. So who would drive the conservatives to the polls at all? I don't know. Is it enough to fear the corruption of the Obama administration to get you to vote? I hope so, because I am banking on that. I'm praying to God you come to understand that if you don't vote, come this November, all is lost. If you let guys like Steve Israel and Debbie Wasserman Schultz take control of this country to a greater extent than they already have wrecked this nation, you have nothing to look forward to. You absolutely have to throw them out and all of their minions. You have to prove them wrong for pandering to minorities. You have to prove that they're nothing but evil politicians. And unless you go out and vote, nothing is going to change. And so I'm still a Boy Scout in that regard. I remember when I was 11 years old, I told you that story. I was a little Cub Scout, I think, at the time. Queens, New York, whatever. And I got so into this. It was a get-out-the-vote campaign. And my scout leader, nicest guy in the world, he was like a substitute father for me. My father worked 7 days a week. We little Cub Scouts had to go around the whole neighborhood and knock on doors. Can you imagine? We knocked on doors in those days without fear of being molested or killed. And put on little get-out-the-vote cards in everyone's door. Well, I went around to every house in the neighborhood, and I lost all track of time. It was around 11 o'clock at night when I realized that the sun had fallen and I was late for coming home for supper. And of course, my family had called the police. They didn't know where I was. But I got so into being a good Cub Scout, because he had told us, the Scoutmaster, that voting is the most patriotic duty that you can perform. I believed it. I believed it when I was 11, and I believe it today. And I'll be right back to tell you more about the latest breaking news right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I can repeat what we're talking about, but I'd be repeating what you already know, so let's go right to the callers. Peter on WABC in New York City. What's on your mind, Peter?
Hi, Dr. Savage. Good afternoon. I was just calling really to let you know that I studied over in England, county government. We studied the national health care system, and this whole thing going on with the VA, you know, welcome to Obamacare 20 years from now.
People forget that the VA hospitals is Obamacare. It's government-run health care. That's exactly right.
And that's what we're going to see, you know, 20, 30 years from now in England.
Do you remember the movie Born on the 4th of July?
Yes.
About what was done to the veterans during when they came home from Vietnam, the sad state of hospitals, the lack of care, the filth, the rats, the drug dealing. That's what is coming to America, not solely to the VA hospitals, as you are saying, but to the hospital system in general. We are going to have a third world medical system brought about by America's president, who had a vendetta against free enterprise in the healthcare world.
Yes, and in England it took about 50 years for about 90% of the country to become under the socialized medicine when it was about equal before then. So it's going to take a while, but that's what we are going to have here, a socialized medical system with...
Well, I've said for months that Obama wants a single-payer system. He wants government control over every drug. He wants government control over every device. And he wants a control over every medical graduate and every medical school. In other words, he wants a centralized Soviet-style medical system. When the rest of the world is going free market, when the rest of the world is decentralizing, this man is stuck in the 60s. He cannot help it. He was formed in the 60s. He was brainwashed by his parents. He was brainwashed by his peers. He was... Look... I'm going to get worked up, and the dog is still sleeping. I don't want to scare my dog. The fact is the dog is still enjoying the show. He's sleeping peacefully next to me, which is the sign of a good show. I guess he'd rather I talk about gluten and nightshades than about Obama because they're less toxic. WVLK, Linda, welcome to the program. Give us your opinion. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm a Kentucky resident, and I just wanted to kind of interject a perspective on their recent election. The Bevin was not considered necessarily an acceptable candidate for.
Well, he ran against the Republican McConnell. Is that correct?
I would consider myself a constitutional conservative and probably more tightly tied to Tea Party than anybody. But I voted for McConnell because I did not like Bevin. And McConnell has two things that he's helped. He's for coal, which is a huge Kentucky economic issue as well as a national issue, and because. Right, not because I'm for Republicans, but I am against the Democratic Party and where they're taking us with regard to...
Absolutely. As I said before, the most moderate Republican is to be voted for over any Democrat, because every Democrat is a socialist or a communist. There's almost not a single Democrat who does not espouse either class warfare or race warfare in their rhetoric. And I stick by those words. In fact, I just proved it in the last segment. Steve Israel hired a focus group who said focus on the Hispanics and the blacks and tell them that the Republicans care only about the rich. If that's not class warfare, I'd like to know what is. That's why I say to you, that's why I still say you're better off with a mainstream Republican, middle of the road, country club Republican, check pants Republican, than any one of the far left extremist Democrats of today. They're not the Democrats of your mother's generation. Not any one of them. When I come back, more of the latest breaking news and more vacation talk right here on the Savage Nation. You've given me 15 minutes.
Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So when I hear allegations of misconduct, any misconduct, whether it's allegations of VA staff covering up long wait times or cooking the books, I will not stand for it. Not as commander-in-chief, but also not as an American. None of us should. So, if these allegations prove to be true, it is dishonorable, it is disgraceful, and I will not tolerate it, period.
Communism works. Communism works. Communism works.
Panya Myers-Paruski. Democratic Florida Representative Joe Garcia says communism works. Obama gives a speech saying that the communist system in the VA hospitals does not work. I mean, after all, Obamacare is going to copy the VA hospital system, is it not? You think about what we're saying to you on the show. The VA hospital is a closed system. It's not private enterprise. It's run by the government. Of course, Obama didn't create it, but it's gotten far worse under him, keeping double books, the scandals, the robbing of equipment, the dealing of drugs outside with no police oversight because they're all looking the other way. There's a sense of laxness because the commander-in-chief is such a poor commander-in-chief. He's not there. There's no there there, which is why the world is falling apart and why the VA hospital system has gotten much worse under Obama. But most of us don't have a relative in the military, or we're not in the military. So, well, you say, what do I care about it? Because that's what's going to be happening in a hospital near you under Obamacare, whether it's in the near term or the long term. The model that we see in the VA hospitals is going to affect you. So, okay, so what can you do about it? Nothing. Again, what can you do about it? Nothing. And that's why we go back to our lives. That's why we go back to sports, entertainment, and eating too much, drinking too much, and thinking about vacation. Here you have all these girls kidnapped by radical Islamists in Nigeria. And finally, after all these weeks, this president of ours says the U.S. is going to deploy 80 military personnel to Chad. Now, I personally don't know if 80 are enough. I don't know why 80, why not 81? Why not 91? Why not 79? Why are they sending 80 military personnel to Chad to help locate the nearly 300 Christian schoolgirls kidnapped by Islamist militants of Bozo's harem? Who are these military personnel? Are you ready for this? You want the answer? None of them have guns. Typically Obama, again, another incompetent move. Pentagon spokesmouth, Colonel Miles Kagan, said the 80 military personnel will mostly be made up of Air Force personnel who operate unmanned, unarmed drones. Can you believe that this is the best Obama can do to find the girls? Unmanned, unarmed drones. Unmanned, unarmed drones. Why is he not paratrooping a team of special forces in there? Why is he not dropping in an armed force into the jungle to find these girls? Why? Tell me why. You've got an Islamist insurgency threatening to sweep across Nigeria, which is an oil-rich land. Why are they flying Predator drones? Why? Actually, the Predator drones would be a better answer than Global Hawks. A Global Hawk has a longer range, but Predator drones would need a support team close by, basically, to be ground support and to fly them. But why don't they fly drones with weapons on them? Why is Obama so afraid to kill an Islamic militant? Why is he so tiptoeing around this issue? Now, I can understand it in a way. He fears if he starts going after them militarily, they're liable to slaughter the girls. These are very bad people, about as bad as they come on the planet. I would say that they're worse than Stephen Israel and Wasserman Schultz. I would say it's a close second. But I would say that if Boko Haram was in America, they'd be working for Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Stephen Israel. I'm joking, okay? Don't take it seriously. I'm just trying to get your attention. But to send 80 military personnel to Chad and to use unmanned, unarmed drones is an example of a limp-wristed answer to this serious problem. We can certainly do better. And I'm starting to fear that these girls are like the missing airplane, the missing Malaysia airplane. On another issue, the VA hospital scandal is big, and I saw a picture of Hillary Clinton marching with Bill. I'm going to make an early prediction. She cannot win. I do not think she can win. I don't care about all the hoopla. I'm looking at her. She looks very old and very worn out. And I told you, politics is based more on looks than on style rather than substance. She's a harsh speaker. Women don't like her. And the young will not vote for her. Now, it's true that the masses might vote for any Democrat because they're promising them freebies. And if Hillary Clinton runs, you know that the screech is going to be about the rich, the rich, the rich, the rich, the rich, when you know she only survives through the rich. you know that there's $100 million at least that has been given to the Clinton Foundation. That didn't come from the poor. It comes only from the rich. So, you know, money is the milk of politics, as we saw with Mitch McConnell defeating the Tea Party candidate in the primary. And money will always rule in politics. It's unfortunate, but ideas don't count as much as the ability to sway the public through propaganda. It's that simple. That's all. 855-400-7282. What would you like to talk about? I think the VA problem is a huge problem. And before we take any of the calls on this, I really need to go back to the piece that I played in the last hour, in case you missed it. It's very important, which is a Miami Veterans Administration whistleblower by the name of Thomas Fiore, a really brave guy, former Marine. He is a detective within the VA. And what he's seen there so scared him that he went public with CBS Miami in clip number 14 on the Savage Nation.
People are dying. There's so many things that are going on there that people need to know about. Oxycontin, Vicodin, Percocet, things along those lines. Marijuana, cocaine, heroin. I've come across them all. I know that I've seen patient abuse in the nursing home. Well, I've seen patients with just full black and blues. To make the problem go away, they just take that individual staff member, and they pick them up, and they relocate them to a whole different area. Theft is rampant. And we're talking government property. We're talking about things that the taxpayers are buying. Am I scared? Absolutely. I can't begin to explain to you how retaliation works within just the Miami VA. They don't like people that want to air their dirty laundry.
So it's well beyond what Obama is saying, obviously. He's acting shocked that he didn't know anything about it. I'm sure he didn't know anything about it, given his history of knowing nothing about anything other than how to raise money and look good and be saluted by Hollywood and the other minstrels of deceit. But the fact is he's making believe he knew nothing about it, but he's going to get to the bottom of it. Well, why is he getting to the bottom? He ought to get to the bottom of the drug dealing and the theft of equipment. There are many scandals related to the VA hospitals, but the bigger picture for the average listener to this show, by the way, is to remember that this is Obamacare in action. The VA hospitals are being run under similar rules to Obamacare. It is government medicine. It is government controlled. It is government run. It's government organized medicine. And that's exactly what Obama has wanted to foist upon the American people. And you should not be shocked if within a few years you are like an American veteran in a filthy, dirty hospital with incompetent doctors who are keeping double books and keeping you in the hallway to not treat you. If you see drug dealing in the hallways, it's going to be like a third world America right before your eyes. And whatever you say about me, just remember I told you so. Whatever you said about anyone who tried to warn you about Obama and his corrupt left-wing fanatics who have ruined this nation, we are on the road to perdition as fast as okay, I'm going to stop. I know you don't want to hear it. We're approaching Memorial Day weekend and your mind's on vacations and there's only so much scandal overload you can take. So I think you've had all you can possibly take. So let's take a quick caller on the Savage Nation. Cynthia on WABC, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
I have an atrocious story about the VA in New York. I have a firsthand account of how they are attempting genocide. My brother was under the VA care for cancer. He ended up with a blood clot, ended up at the VA in New York in their palliative care unit. They deprived him of water. They over-sedated him. They finally, after his 3 months' stay was up and they were going to boot him out, they said they'd let him stay at $1,000 a day. We get a call that his disease suddenly progressed and he was dying. We go down there. It was clearly an overdose. They would not call a doctor. They administered me, at my insistence of my family's, they administered Narcan. My brother sprung back to life. He had stopped eating. They said he couldn't swallow. They made accusations that we were forcing him to eat while he couldn't. Long story short, a week later, we transferred him to a hospice center. He is alive. He is well. He is eating.
They tried to kill him with a drug overdose to get him out of the bed?
Yes. And then they said, yes, but it began even before, yes. And they were depriving him of water. It was so inhumane, and he had an entire...
Well, Cynthia, you shouldn't be upset because Obama has vowed to fix whatever is wrong with the VA. Just trust that our commander-in-chief is really going to get to the bottom of that, Cynthia.
Meantime, I'm watching him. He just literally ruined whatever life my brother had left.
No, I'm sorry to hear that story. It's not a pretty story, and I don't mean to make political grist out of this tragedy, but we know that Obama is the commander-in-chief, and we darn well know that if he didn't know, he should resign, because he should have known. Instead of golfing and raising money and taking laughs in Hollywood, maybe he could have visited a few VA hospitals for one-fifth the time he spent raising money with Steven Spielberg. That's all there is to it. But you know, look, there's nothing new under the sun. Go back to the movie Born on the 4th of July and see how the Vietnam vets were treated back in those days when they came back from the battlefields of Vietnam. All you have to do is watch that movie all over again to know it was not fiction. It was based on reality. And I think that we're back there again under Obama. I think that's where we're going if we're not exactly back there. And I don't know how you're going to fix it with the lack of funds that we currently have. And there's only so much that any of us can possibly take, which is why we've been talking about all the other problems that are existent right now, like your vacations and where you're going on vacation and things of that nature. That brings us to 18 or so minutes after the hour on the Savage Nation. When I come back, we'll go to 855-407-282. In the meantime, go to michaelsavage.com and sign up for your free newsletter. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. Radical extremists have already filled the void. They're called Michelle Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and the others who are using every tool in their toolbox to stir up racial and class warfare in America. Make no mistake about it, this is serious business. I realize it's only a talk show and you want to be entertained, it's the middle of the day or whatever, and you don't want to hear it anymore. I get that, but I see the storm clouds on the horizon. I see what they're doing. I've studied history sufficient to know what demagogues do when they're being found out. Obama's been found out to be an incompetent liar from the top to the bottom. He's known as the Teflon Don because no scandal sticks to him, primarily because there's no press left anymore. There ain't no press anymore. There's no opposition party. Boehner is certainly not an opponent worthy of the situation that we have. We need a vigorous opposition party. We don't have that. And so consequently, the Teflon president gets away with it. And as the people suddenly, or slowly rather, have come to understand how incompetent he is, what they're doing now is ratcheting up the class warfare and the race warfare, targeting both white males and those with more than the poor. You see, to a poor man, anyone with more is a rich man. To the man without a car, the man with a bicycle is a rich man. To the man riding a bicycle in Manhattan, the guy with a broken car is a richer man. To the man with torn shoes, the man with shiny shoes is a rich man. To the man with an ugly wife, the man with a pretty wife is a rich man. To the homeless man, you see the picture? So they are using scapegoating techniques that have been used by demagogues in the past. The question is, what are you going to do about the fact that they are doing it? Huh? What are you going to do about it? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it other than, first of all, knowledge is power. You have to understand that. Just as global warming has been seen for the fraud it is, an attempt of overreach by governments, taxation, regulation. So now the brainwashing is on the climate. They've been proven wrong in virtually everything else, and now it's the climate change. They went from global warming, climate change, to now climate disruption. The definition of climate is disruption. Weather is not consistent anywhere except in a Hollywood movie, in from one scene to the next. Even the weather changes in a Hollywood movie. And yet here we have these lunatics, most of whom have no knowledge of science, saying all the science is in, which is the sign of no science. You can't say all the science is in, because tomorrow there could be a new experiment which disproves your belief system, your understanding, rather, of a subject, and that means that the science is not in. The minute you say the science is in, you become a zealot and a politician rather than a scientist. You say, you could say, well, most of the science is in and we're open to the other side, but they don't say that. So the mark of a liar and a propagandist is saying all the science is in. The minute you hear that, you have to understand you're dealing with a fanatic, a liar through and through who wants to control you. And this is what we're living with. We're living with not free radicals that are dangerous, but radicals per se in the Obama administration who are polluting the mentality of our country. If I were to tell you that most people who take antioxidants don't even know what an oxidant is or an antioxidant, I wouldn't be lying. If I said find someone who lectures you on antioxidant diets to give you, for 1 second, to draw an organic formula of ubiquinone and show ubiquinone oxidized and ubiquinol reduced, they couldn't do it. But yet they're experts in antioxidants. If you were to ask your daughter, who let's say went to Harvard, has come back an expert on everything, but she lives with you because she can't get a job, and she goes out clubbing every night and pukes in the street at night and comes home 5 in the morning in a taxi, and in the morning she goes online and twitters and poses in her underwear like Sean Penn's pathetic daughter. I mean, ask her to tell you one scientific fact, she couldn't do it. If I asked you, if I told you that most of the people are going through a mass hysteria on the issue of gluten and on global disruption, whatever they call it today, I wouldn't be lying to you. I could give you the simplest proofs, and I've tried to do it. But I would think that those of you who are locked into your doxies didn't listen to what I said to you. It wasn't my opinion. Here's the most important thing I can tell you on this issue of rational thought and knowing how the world really is as opposed to how they say it is. You have to be willing to give up your friends, even family members, and even your congregation or synagogue if you can't fit in. You're never going to change them. And you have to learn to walk alone, and you, as they used to say, march to a different drummer.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The safest city in America is El Paso, Texas. It happens to be across the border from the most dangerous city in the Americas, which is Juarez, right? And two of the safest cities in America, two of them are on the border with Mexico. And of course, the reason it is, we've proved that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime. Communism works. Communism works. Communism works.
That's your Democrat Congressman, Representative Joe Stalin Garcia, saying communism works. He's actually just espousing, I think, what Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz believes. I'm sure that if you put a hidden mic in Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz's dining room while she's dining with Joe Garcia, they would agree communism works. Why would the elites want a government job for everyone? You know, how that worked out in Cuba is because they can control everyone. That's all. It's a boring topic, honestly. If I were listening, I would have turned the radio off already. I would have switched already to something else. No one cares about this stuff, to be honest with you. No one really cares about it. That's why a lowlife like Howard Stern could get away with what he has and made a fortune talking about lesbians and body parts. I mean, in my day, a guy like Howard Stern would have been a balloon man in the Catskill Mountains in a casino. Like a kind of deviant that they let into the casinos in the 50s to make obscene figures out of balloons and then, you know, rub them against each other, and the audience of lower middle class uneducated people from the Ukraine would laugh. And he'd pack his suitcase up, go in his old Plymouth, and go to the next hotel. But today, you know, this is what's happened. So it's very hard to understand the average mind out there. You look at the Duck Dynasty, for example. From one side to the other, idiocy reigns in America. Idiocy reigns on all sides. How do you explain this? What is so appealing about guys from Deliverance who make duck whistles? I don't understand that part of it. I'm supposed to salute them because they're conservatives and they are Americans? That's enough? That's enough? I don't get it anymore. You mean you don't have to have achieved anything other than making a duck whistle? This is, the country has fallen apart. Nobody knows what the country is anymore. I got to ask you a question today. Who do you fear more, the right wing or the left wing? Because the Tea Party's, look, let's face it, the gobbler beat the tea drinkers. The gobbler beat the teetotalers. The gobbler smashed the teas. The gobbler, McConnell. All I heard was McConnell's this, McConnell's that, McConnell's got to go. Remember I told you, stop with the attacks on the Republicans? I said I'd rather have 60% of what I want than zero. It's nice to be a purist, I said. I've said this over and over again, but a purist opposition running against the Democrats going to lose. You can't win as a purist. I mean, you can give yourself a halo, whatever. Would you back a communist candidate? I'm asking you a simple question. Here we have a Florida Representative Joe Garcia saying communism works. Would you back a communist candidate? I'd like to have some of the imbeciles in the audience call me. The government workers, the Obama voters, amnesty collectors, food collectors. The GOP has proven once again that money is the king of all. The money is the mother's milk of politics. They won by spending more money than the Tea Party. Do you think the Tea Party is gone is another question. It gets even better. Some politicians are saying that we should lock up anybody who questions climate change. In fact, there's a lunatic named David Suzuki from Canada. He's always posed as a nice guy. You know, the guy in the science guy on PBS with Bill Moyer, the baggy-eyed Bolshevik, the wobbler, the enemy within. Goes on Moyer's show and says anyone who doubts climate change should be arrested. And Moyer's the baggy-eyed Bolshevik who has been used in one presidential debate after another, says nothing, basically. He's like the nightshade of the vegetable world. Probably never heard of nightshades, but there's a new hatred going on. The nightshades are the racists of the veggie world. No, yeah, the nightshade vegetables are the new racists. You can't go near them. You must shun those potatoes, eggplants, and tomatoes. They are the racists of the veggie world. Isolate them, I say to you. So there's a lot of craziness going on. I mean, the Tea Party was smashed by the gobblers. Who do you fear more, the right or the left wing, and why? Because I have a large audience that wasn't. And Garcia, of course, Florida Rep. Joe Garcia says communism works. Give everyone a government job. Did you see this story? You didn't hear what Obama did now? How can I get 4 minutes into the show? China and Russia just signed a $400 million gas deal. Can you believe this? Well, you better believe it. China and Russia were driven together by your genius, Dumbo, in the White House, Barack Dumbama. Russia and China have been driven together, and they signed a $400 billion natural gas deal. And this moron blocks the Keystone XL pipeline so he can make sure that the money flows into the hands of his solar friends. Who do you fear more, the left or the right, and why? Because you know what just happened? We had a big election just now. See, you got to remember something. In 2010, there was a wholesale firing of Democrats. And Republicans won huge victories, and the Tea Party was at its peak at that time. I don't know exactly what happened, but even the gobbler was able to stave off the... I call McConnell the gobbler because he has that soft neck that hangs over his tie. I don't mean anything by it. It's a way of recognizing and remembering people. In other words, if a politician has large nostrils, I called him Nostrilman. Remember him from Southern California? Or Barney Frank. I did a... You know, because that's how he talked. But we don't have Barney to kick around anymore. So I have to remember politicians by the caricature. Think of me as a Victorian cartoonist writing in a Victorian English newspaper. And sometimes what I do verbally is the equivalent of verbal caricature work. A very difficult skill. But nevertheless, someone's got to do it. Russia, China signed $400 billion natural gas deal. What does that tell you about Odumbo? I mean, does Odumbo not see what's going on in the world, or is he so tied into the solar gangsters that he won't release the permission to build, for example, the Keystone XL pipeline? He won't permit the natural gas to flow out of our underbelly to the rest of the world. What is wrong with this man? How can you have a president who is able to impede a society like this at every turn? Obama is the most abusive president in American history. I stick by those words. Maybe Garfield, but I think he is the most abusive president in the history of this republic in terms of his golfing vacations, in terms of the vacations in general, the First Lady's abuse of the privilege of the First Lady's office with all of her trips, not bringing the press along on her most recent trip to China, the president using an Osprey helicopter to fly his dog Bo to Martha's Vineyard last summer. Any one of these offenses is remarkable unto themselves, but collectively summarize the abuse. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do politics, even though politics is a big part of my show. In fact, you know what? I'll just tell funny stories about eggplants. That's what I'll do. Nightshades are the racists of the veggie world. Would you like me to do that and talk about that? I mean, where do you want me to go? You don't want to know about the congressman from Florida, a Dem, saying communism works. You don't want Debbie Wasser, woman Schultz, and her wit and wisdom. You don't want to hear Nancy Pelosi making a moron of herself yet again, calling for people to be disruptors, one of the richest women in the world. It's unbelievable. You don't want to know about the VA hospital scandal. You don't want to know about billions pledged for possible Obamacare losses by insurers. So, Neil, let's play some disco on the Savage Nation. Why don't I just give up talk radio and just do a disco show? Get a little... Yeah, the smooth sound of Mike's oldies brought to you by Harvey's House of Rubber. That's the standard joke I use when I talk to advertising people. I said, I'll have everything, but we will not run Howie's... Oh, you got the joke. Nearly half of nations unemployed have given up looking for work. Now, why would they want to work when Michelle and Barack take such good care of them? Why would the nation's unemployed even consider getting a job when they could sit at home and swill beer and smoke marijuana, get the government check, the government cheese, the government doctor, the government lawyer, the government shoes, the government hairdo, the government lawyer? Nearly half the nation's unemployed have given up looking for work. There's no shame in being a bum anymore. In fact, it's considered to be an elite status under this administration. We're becoming like Rio de Janeiro. Soon there'll be like shack cities across America so they can blame the rich for it. Just, this is what we're melting down into, a third world nation right in front of your eyes, which is why people are freaked out. This guy has wrecked the country. He's really fractured the nation. I don't mind a Democrat, but this guy is not a Democrat. You got to understand that. There's a difference between a Democrat and the party of Barack Obama. I grew up in a Democrat household. They were not the extremists that you have running this country. Believe me. So I ask you, who do you fear more, the left or the right? That's what I want to know. Who do you fear more? And what's happening with the Tea Party? They just had their bags kicked by even the gobbler. I mean, the gobbler, McConnell, smashed them. It is true, the moron who ran against him from the Tea Party was not a great candidate. He went to a cockfighting event. I mean, that's some idea for a Republican, a Tea Party member. That's really just what you want to... Why don't you go shoot an elephant? Why don't you go kill a bear somewhere with a high-scope rifle and say, this is the Tea Party? I mean, the people are afraid of that. The Tea Party, if they had one leader who said, I stand for borders, language, and culture, could have won. But no one knew what they stood for. See, this is the problem. Guys like me don't go into politics. You have to understand this. The best people in America don't go into politics, left or right. You get the betas and the deltas, usually the gammas now. The alpha people are going into everything else. The alphas in America do not go into politics. It's for people who can't do anything else. They're not the smartest people in the world. They're not the most motivated people. They're devious. They're power mad, yes. But brilliant, they're not. That's all. So you get people like Barack Obama, who sticks to a 60s mentality of the world, and the world's burning underneath his feet. And no one will say to him, dear leader, look what's happening. You just drove Russia and China together in a $400 billion natural gas deal. Isn't it time for us to build the Keystone XL pipeline? Isn't it time for us to release our natural gas and export it to the world? No, because that would offend my left-wing base of Occupy movement morons. If you're still listening, I feel very bad for you. It means you're more agitated than I am, and you want to hear more and more about how bad this administration is and what they're doing to us. I don't blame you, really. You look at the VA scandal where a whistleblower inside the VA, a former Marine, by the way, hired by the VA to discover crimes, found drug dealing, theft, abuse, stealing of equipment out of the veterans' hospitals. You should be worried about a thing like that, but, you know, even the VA scandal is not going to be big enough in this country to wake the people up because they're going to Disneyland. The country has gone to drugs and to Disneyland. They want escape and escapism. There's really nothing new under the sun. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Okay, here we go, the end of hour number three of the Savage Nation. Democrat says we've proved communism works. You heard me. It's the same Democrat Congress rat from Florida who ate his own earwax on tape. I guess the earwax is toxic. He said, we've proved communism works. Meanwhile, the big news really is that the mainstream Republicans have trounced the Tea Party conservatives, which is a huge, monstrous story that we have talked about. Establishment-backed check-pants Republicans beat Tea Party-favored rivals. Especially the gobbler, Mitch McConnell, swamped Bevin in this election. So there's your answer. By the way, a new story says climate change remains unsettled, according to 31,072 scientists. No, my friend, Mr. Obama, the science is not in. It is not established science. 31,072 scientists say there is no convincing scientific evidence that human release of CO2, methane, or other greenhouse gases is causing or will in the foreseeable future cause catastrophic heating of the Earth's atmosphere, the petition states. 31,000 scientists. I guess Obama doesn't know them. What else? Well, the VA scandal is growing by leaps and bounds. Apparently, they are selling drugs, stealing drugs. According to the Miami VA whistleblower, he is a former Marine who was an investigator for the Veterans Administration. He exposed drug dealing, theft, and abuse inside the VA of equipment. It's unbelievable what's going on. We have become a third world nation under Obama. It's beyond comprehension what this man is doing to the country. Okay, I'll stop. You don't want to hear it. And I'll stop. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to hear it, so I won't talk about it. It's not good for you. It's bad for your blood pressure. Meanwhile, a lunatic scientist on PBS says lock up politicians who question climate change. You know him, don't you? The friendly old scientist on PBS. You've seen Mr. Suzuki, David Suzuki, another left-wing lunatic. David Suzuki urged Western governments to lock up politicians who question man-made climate change, telling PBS's Bill Moyers, that's the baggy-eyed Bolshevik, quote, our politicians should be thrown in the slammer for willful blindness. Did you hear what I just said? Anyone who doesn't accept the settled science on man-made global warming should be put in jail. And Moyers sat there blinking. See? That's the world you created, you leftists. Maybe you'll be the one thrown into the guillotine. Tea Party candidates dominated by establishment favorites, told you that one. Dem rep says communism works. White House is struggling to get the VA story straight. Bozo's harem, suspected in a bombing that killed 118, Obama does nothing. Does nothing. He has destroyed the U.S. military. Libya. U.S. is preparing to evacuate Americans from Libya. Everywhere Obama's fingerprints can be found, there is devastation and mayhem. Okay, I won't talk about that either. Meanwhile, in San Francisco's finest police shut down a kid's lemonade stand during the Beta Breakers race. That's right, your brave cops in San Francisco shut down a kid's lemonade stand. Hey, guess the pensions aren't good enough for the cops to have to steal the lemonade as well. All right, what can I give you something pleasant to look at? Here on MichaelSavage.com, you want fun? See a flash mob robbery striking a D.C. convenience store. 20 people in a flash mob. Meanwhile, a Muslim terrorist defended by two Jewish defense lawyers was found guilty in New York City. How's that for irony? Let me repeat it. A Muslim terrorist, and a big one at that, who was defended by two Jewish lawyers, was found guilty anyway. I guess you can fool all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Incidentally, would you please do me a favor? Would you please get a free newsletter into your inbox three times a week? Would you sign up for the Savage Nation's free daily newsletter? All you got to do is go to the bottom of the MichaelSavage.com website, the second story up from the bottom. You click on the newsletter. It enters your inbox. It's really painless, and you get the best wit and wisdom of Michael Savage. Well, is there any late-breaking news? You've heard it all on the Savage Nation. There's much more to come. Each and every day, you've given me 15 minutes today, and I've given you America. Good night, and God bless America.
Savage.